633-5800.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Elton John's coming to Columbia.
You going down?
No, I saw him in Greenville. And my wife's seen him. We need to do
James Taylor's coming to Greenville.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's Greenville? What's that? It's in Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
I see that. Hey, do you want a little Elton John knowledge? I can tote along to you here.
What you got? Tote along. You know, toting them out there?
Yeah. And
That's a top five story for you.
You like that?
Yeah, it is.
And
Hoss, I think we got it.
Not Hoss. And what are the other top five stories?
There's a couple, I'll think of them. Another one, just off the top of my head, is the baseball, the bench clearing.
Yeah, you like that?
I got my guy, Coach.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing, Plyler?
Team out there fighting their butts off over. You don't care about your university. Your classmates. That's a good one. Yesterday, people got a big kick out of the Irish stuff and going to Walmart.
People were huge fans of that.
I like it.
Massive.
We'll continue those. I've got plenty of that, where that came from. On the Elton John stuff, quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, a buddy, one of his other guys writes the lyrics, and he writes the music to it.
Mm-hmm.
The song Daniel, you know what it's about?
No.
Vietnam. This younger brother, his older brother goes off and gets... wounded in Vietnam, comes back home.
How about that?
Didn't know it. Makes a lot of sense. It sounds good there. Hey, one of my favorites. And let me tell you about Harry's Razors and what they do and how they do it. You know, I told you I get in superstitious, and I told you how I shave on game days and Clemson wins whenever I shave and use all the post-shave balm stuff. The other part of it is I keep getting emails and I keep getting texts and I keep hearing people and they're switching. My wife loves it. I always say the men out there, but the ladies are loving it too. Harry's Razors has everything you need, and they're doing it at $2 a blade rather than $4 a blade, and they're delivering it to your home in the mail rather than the guy having to unlock the razor section at your local drugstore. Harry's has a free trial set right now. Everything you need for a close, comfortable shave: weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover. If you're still on the fence, how about their 100% guarantee, 100% quality guarantee? So Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they want you to try that first set. They're going to give it to you for free. You heard me right. All you do is cover a little shipping whenever you sign up. And plus, with a special offer now for the show, go to harrys.com, 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 enter the promo code Mickey at checkout and get the soothing post-shave balm for free as well. That's harrys.com with the promo code of Mickey. Clemson won last night 82-78. Tigers moved up to 5th in the RPI, 18-4 overall in men's basketball. What? 7-3 in the ACC. Tar Heels fall to 5-5 in the ACC after losing 3 in a row. A phenomenal game. Your thoughts on it? 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Kevin is in Pendleton. Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Better than I deserve. How about yourself this morning?
Man, I am. One of the things I'm most thankful for in this world is I don't get what I deserve, because it wouldn't be good.
Amen. You're preaching now. Hey, I haven't been able to listen until right now. At any point in time, did you have a doubt last night?
No, I knew that the Tar Heels would make a run. And when they tied it up and Barry was on fire and Johnson was on fire, one of the things I'll say is, man, I hate it for this team and for Brad to have to answer questions. His team had to answer questions about that losing that big of a lead. It's demoralizing to lose that big of a lead. But I tell you, this game followed, Kevin, a pattern that we see all the time in college basketball. Big first half lead. The other team comes back fighting back, but they use all their energy in doing it. And the other team that you know,
can't finish.
Yeah, they can't finish it. And so I thought that was a pattern last night. I'm confident in this team, and I'm confident in this team at home. So doubting, no. I never thought they were going to lose. But, boy, the Tar Heels made it interesting, and to give them a lot of credit, that was a great comeback.
was. Hey, appreciate you and Zach and who was it? Quark? Who's giving out pizza yesterday?
No, that was Kelly and Quark and Ben and I. And I tell you, man, that was a lot of fun. Those kids were out there for, I kept asking everybody, how long you been here? And it was, we've been here for 4 hours and 3 hours and 2 hours. And by the time we got back in line, they've been there for an hour and a half or so. That was really cool.
Yeah, Gibson was in line. He was showing me video of you guys handing out stuff. So I appreciate y'all doing that.
Oh, that's great.
Is that from the station?
Yeah. The station just wanted to go over and do it. Now, here's the hard part for us, Kevin. We're superstitious, man. So every home game now is a big win, so we got to go do it next time.
That's right. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and evidently there was a blue moon last night. And so he was saying, oh, great, we're playing Carolina, it's a blue moon. I said, hey, listen, look at it this way. We beat them about once every blue moon. So there you go.
I like it.
All right, enjoy your show, man. Have a good one.
Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Years ago, there's a bumper sticker up in North Carolina that said, if Guy wasn't a Tar Heel fan, why'd he make the sky Carolina blue? And Clemson fans up there in North Carolina came up with one that, if Guy wasn't a Clemson fan, why'd he put Chapel Hill in Orange County in North Carolina? I don't know what a blue moon is. I just looked it up. It's a phenomenon where the moon appears bluish owing to smoke or dust particles in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
A second full moon in a calendar month.
You couldn't see it very well from Clemson last night.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous when you got a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
I also watched Apollo 13 yesterday, so I was all about this blue moon last night.
Any good?
The blue moon?
Apollo 13.
You've never seen Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Really? It's fantastic. You should watch it.
You'd be a Tom Hanks fan, not anymore. Yeah, I had to go back and watch it. I knew it was something coming up there. And that's just, we don't have two full moons in a month usually. Why is that the case or something? Second full moon in a month. I don't understand all that stuff, man. Somebody smarter than me has got to figure all that stuff out. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me give you again, in case you're just joining us, some of the numbers that came out of last night. This is our Numbers Matters segment. How about, again, the Tigers, 18-4. Zach, in the preseason, we talked about how this is a very, very important season for Brad Brunell, important season for Clemson basketball. We liked the experience of this team coming in, but we also were concerned about depth. A lot of those questions were answered last night after going now 82-78 with a win last night. Marquise Reed, 20 points. Gabe DeVoe, 17 points. DeVoe hit 5 three-pointers last night. Clemson hit 15 three-pointers in the game, 10 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Shelton Mitchell played extremely well. 3 three-pointers last night. He had 16 points. Elijah Thomas, maybe the key stat of the game, Elijah Thomas played 29 minutes last night. 11 rebounds.
Didn't foul out.
11 points and 6 points. Didn't foul out. 6 rebounds. Elijah Thomas had 6 blocks last night.
It was tough sledding for him downstairs last night. It was a little tough, you know, layup-wise and jump shots and all that kind of stuff. But obviously his over and under layup to seal the game at the end was just massive.
Yep. Just 3 of 11 from the field, but 6 blocks, 6 rebounds, 11 points, and 29 minutes was a big part there. And then you get the role players. David Scarra has really not played well offensively. And I can't say I hadn't played well because I don't know all the screens he sets, all the passes he makes. I'm just talking about shooting the basketball offensively.
His first points in the ACC last night.
He had a 3 that was big, made both of his free throws. But his 2 blocks, including the last block he had, was one of the biggest plays of the game.
Huge.
Clyde Trapp has not played very much. Trapp last night hits a 3 at the end of the first half as the clock went down to give the Tigers a 16-point halftime lead. And then he had a hoop and a harm, the old-fashioned three-pointer as well, and his 6 points. But not only his 6 points, his 2 assists. Malik Williams last night, how about the stat line here? He played 11 minutes, while Trapp played 13 minutes. Malik Williams last night played 11 minutes, and it did have a 3-pointer. What the heck is Malik Williams doing making a 3-pointer?
I don't know.
How about this stat right here? Malik Williams had 3 offensive rebounds last night, had a steal and an assist. When we get Brad on tomorrow, that will be a major point of contention of these guys. Amir Sims, I thought, played good defense last night. 5 rebounds, 2 or 3 from the field, and 6 points and an assist and a block in there as well. The Tigers had 9 blocks last night. Some of the other stats in our Numbers Matter segment, 22 second-chance points for Clemson. North Carolina with just 10. Bench points. Who in the world thought – how many times does Clemson outscore the opponent bench points? 15-9 last night, Clemson did that. And in a really key battle on the boards, North Carolina only out-rebounded Clemson by 4, and the Tigers had more offensive rebounds last night. Now, that's really, really a telling stat there. So, Clemson now, another stat that numbers that matter to you, 6-1 in games decided by 6 points or less this year. Just phenomenal numbers come out there. Give the Tar Heels a lot of credit. Joel Berry with 27 points, including taking the game over late. Cameron Johnson, who just lit Clemson up this year. He's the Wayne Ellington of North Carolina this year. The Pittsburgh graduate transfer, 32 points last night, including 6 3-pointers for him. And the Tar Heels just, they scored 59 of the Tar Heels, 78 points in their third consecutive loss. Numbers matter. Certainly numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Get in touch with them. 784-3400, 784-3400. Students, I saw all of you in line last night, and I know that one of the biggest changes out there is you're having to sign up so much earlier and earlier and earlier every year for places to live. University Colleges, brand new, right across from Ingalls Crossing, or Ingalls, store out there, the Ingalls store right across there, Ingalls Crossing. You're going to love the cat bus. You love the convenience of that. You love the pet friendly, love the safety features, loving your own cottage. It's not an apartment. It's not a duplex. It's not a townhome. It's your very own cottage that they have out there. So go by and see those good folks. All the amenities, 5-month leases and 10-month leases. That numbers matter. Rent numbers, really, really affordable and among the best among the new places here. The number that matters, 784-3400. Zach, the other numbers that matter, Clemson now 5 in the RPI, which is huge. And the final number that matters, and that tiebreaker deal. Now, let me give you the standings in the ACC. A lot of these will change after tonight's game, but the standings in the ACC right now, obviously Virginia is atop the leaderboard there at 9 under par. Louisville is at 6-2. Those two teams play tonight. If Louisville loses tonight, which they will, then Clemson and Duke are tied for second in the lead. Right now they're tied for third at 7-3. If Louisville loses tonight, they'll be 6-3. So there'll be a half game lead by Duke and Clemson. We are talking about those top 4 spots right now. And
that's the obvious goal now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and it's very doable, Zach, because you've got games with Wake Forest, with Pittsburgh. You still got a Georgia Tech game in there. Yeah. You only play one more ranked team the entire season.
The Dukies.
Yes, and that's at home. So, the other part of it is Florida State's 5-4, NC State's 5-4, Miami's 4-4, Syracuse 4-4, Virginia Tech's 4-4, North Carolina 5-5. Somebody of that pack, of that middle pack, is going to make a big run in here. I think it's going to be North Carolina. I think it could be Miami. They're going to make some runs, but there's a lot of catching up to do. For instance, Clemson now with a 1.5 game lead over Florida State, NC State. Clemson now with a 2-game lead right now overall against Miami, Syracuse, and Virginia Tech in that race. I think it's clear that Pittsburgh is the worst team in the league. I think Wake Forest is the next worst team in the league. That Clemson's next 2 games, though, by the way, against those two. Hey, Delvin talked about it earlier. You don't want to get too far ahead of yourself as players. As fans, heck, I'll go ahead and do it. I'll go ahead and throw it on out there. That's what we're going to do. But Clemson should be, Zach, they're going to be favored in the next 2 games. There is a good chance that the Tigers are going to be 9-3 in this league. Remember, the whole thing was got to get to 10.
Yeah.
They're going to be 9-3. Now, the schedule will get a little tougher after that. But, I mean, how many wins do you have to get in the top 4? 11, maybe? 11 gets you there? So, a lot to think about here. I think it's clear those two are the worst, though. I think Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Boston College, maybe even Virginia Tech in that next range, maybe Syracuse in that next range. I would, talent-wise, North Carolina, Miami, maybe NC State, maybe Florida State are the ones that could really scare you as far as moving up. But I think you make a really good point, Zach, in thinking that the goal now, obviously the NCAA tournament's the goal, obviously higher seeding in the NCAA tournament's goal, but I think a very legitimate goal after last night's win, what the win last night means to you is you've got a chance to finish in the top four of the ACC, and that means a double bye in the tournament.
You get a team coming off of one or two games before Friday.
Yep.
And you have a shot to get deep into that tournament, yes.
Mm. You start off deep in the tournament.
I understand. But, I mean,
you start off 2 days ahead.
You have a shot to get real, really deep in that tournament.
Yeah. Shot to.
Oh, man, we're out of the Final Four.
That's what text message extraordinaire on our.
We're out of the Final Four.
Text line. We're on to the Final Four.
I'm going
to
make two brackets this year. One realistic. No. One with Clemson in the Final Four. You can put that down.
You know how good it's going to feel just to.
Just to put their name on the sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a bah humbug guy about brackets, though.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
I know, way ahead of
it's
ourselves.
It's still January.
But you know what, though, Zach? Well, for one more day, thank goodness. January 74th.
January's not that bad.
Hate it.
It's a nice little month.
It's so stinking cold.
Starts the year off.
Oh, it's just so cold, man. It's just awful.
Red Panda last night? Sucked.
I heard.
Yeah, terrible.
I heard.
And it was glorious.
Why? You don't like her?
No. I think it's wildly overrated.
Really?
I do.
I think it's one of the most...
And I'll catch some heat for it. I understand.
Really?
Yep.
Red Panda is one of the greatest things to ever happen to halftime entertainment.
It's a bull in a unicycle. Like, I mean, it's okay.
First of all, can you ride a unicycle?
I've never tried.
Do you think if I set you down stationary, how long would it take you to be able to flip one bowl off your foot and land on your head? How many
stationary?
Years?
Stationary?
Yeah, just sitting right here.
How many years?
Yes.
I could do it by the end of the day. Years? We're talking years here? I can do it by the end of the day.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way, shape, or form you could ever do that.
I don't agree with that.
No.
But the important part out of last night's thing is Kwok might have to get a mohawk.
Why?
Because they made an on-air bet about, you know, Red Panda and if she drops a bowl or not, and Kwok might...
A mohawk?
Might be getting a mohawk today.
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah.
You getting this, is it getting the same place that you and Roy got your tattoos?
Yeah, that would be the one.
That's great, man. That's beautiful. That's turned out great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I love it. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We're going to take a little bit of a break from the basketball talk. Actually, we're going to still talk Clemson basketball. Sam Blackman is going to join us. Banks McFadden is perhaps the greatest athlete in Clemson basketball history. We've got a series with Sammy now called the Ring of Honor series. We're going to go over who's in the Ring of Honor, how they get there, their careers. I think a lot of people have seen the name Banks McFadden, but don't know how he got here and what he did when he was here and how long he was here. So we'll talk about Banks McFadden and a Ring of Honor segment coming up. It's the Mickey Paul Show. More on your turn right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here to remind you Bilo Tiger Calls is this Monday evening at 7 o'clock on the Clemson Tigers Network. Don't miss your chance to call in and ask your question to the head coach of our Tigers, Brad Brownell, as we play out the rest of the ACC schedule. Tune in right here on your local Clemson Tigers Network affiliate. We look forward to having you as part of the show this Monday night at 7 o'clock on Bilo Tiger Calls.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Two of our favorite words are good food. Two more are J. Peters. J. Peters is known for good food for any taste. From appetizers to dessert and signature drinks, there is something for everyone. Salads, mouth-watering burgers, steaks, ribs, prime rib, and seafood. And for a finishing touch, warm apple cobbler. Are you hungry yet? No matter what you order on the menu, you'll discover amazing flavors and great portions. with locations in downtown Anderson, Exit 19, and Livonia. Be sure to find the one close to you. Big food, good friends, and great times. Jay Peters.
It's auction time again, Tiger fans. Johnny King Auctioneers is returning to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pick and Speedway in Easley on Saturday, February the 10th. Selling cars, trucks, trailers, farm and construction equipment, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info, bid live or online. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Easley on Saturday, February 10th. Go Tigers!
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
It's tricky, isn't it? This whole better thing. Where do you begin? 5 a.m. alarms? A silent meditative retreat? Working until silly o'clock in the morning? Or maybe you can begin another way. By listening. Listening to the most inspiring voices on the planet. Listening to stories to help guide you on your own. Audible. Open your ears to the biggest selection of audiobooks from the world's most inspiring voices. Go to audible.com and start a free trial today.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has a farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I've got good news, bad news. What you want first, Zach? Bad news or good news?
Bad news first.
Bad news first is that you missed the January zero res $109 deal. Three rooms, $109, three hallway, mention my name. Any good news?
Yes.
Good news is that $119 now. They didn't go back up. There's still a great price here for you. $119. Three rooms plus a free hallway when you mention my name at over at Zero Res. Now, this is a big day. So take care of that. If you want to make your girlfriend, your wife happy, you know, clean house. I'm shocked about how happy my wife is whenever I clean the house a little bit. Like they really, really, really find this extremely important. They put a bigger priority on it than you and I can tell you that. 558-7300, 558-7300, zeroresgreenville.com. Make your appointment today. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It is the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Our Wednesday guest, Sam Blackman, joins us every Wednesday, this time slot. Good morning, Sammy. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Doing great. Sammy, I saw you on TV a bunch last night. You were on there as much as Roy Williams and Brad Burnell, so that's always a good night for you.
Well, thank you, Mickey. I don't ever mean to be on television, but I tell you, sometimes that camera will swing over that direction, but that was a nice win for Clemson.
No doubt about it. You're a camera magnet, Sammy. All right, let me do this. let me explain to people what we're doing here. This is the Ring of Honor segment that we're doing here for the next few weeks, and we're going over who these Ring of Honor recipients are at Clemson and how they got here and things like this. And just let me set up Banks McFadden, because you can make an argument that Banks McFadden is the greatest athlete in Clemson athletic history, a guy who spent 43 years here as a player, coach, and administrator. He was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1959. He was born and raised in Fort Lawn, South Carolina, where my granddad grew up in that area and grew up with him and talks about what a great athlete he was. A guy that was the fourth overall pick in the NFL draft. We'll talk about his pro career coming up here in a second, but both his jerseys retired in basketball and in football, and a guy that really a war hero, and you know, head men's basketball coach, assistant football coach, director of intramurals, but a guy that was two-time All-American in basketball and All-American in football and athlete of the year across the country. Truly one of, if not maybe, the greatest athletes in the state of South Carolina history.
That is correct, Mickey. He was one of the most humblest men you ever met. You know, you and I had the privilege of meeting him in our office years ago, and just a wonderful man, just very humble. You would never known he was such a great stalwart in Clemson athletic history. You know, he was from, you know, like you were saying, Mickey, from Chester County. And there was another great athlete from Chester County. His name was Dode Phillips. He was from, he of course played at Erskine. He was a football, baseball, or basketball player for Erskine. And both of them were ironically inducted as charter members of the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. So there must have been something in water over there in Chester County. But, you know, he led Erskine to wins over South Carolina, Citadel, and Clemson during his career at Erskine, whenever Erskine had football. And Mickey, I tell you, it's just a great era of college football. You know, he started Erskine in the early 20s, and then, of course, Banks was here at Clemson in the late 30s. He played from 36 through 39. And of course, back then, Banks could only play 3 years of varsity football and you know, or basketball, you know, because you had freshman teams and things. But Banks was just one of the greatest athletes. And I think, Mickey, it's important to note that, of course, Ipte was started in 34, and around the late 30s is whenever you saw the first indication of Ipte taking hold and helping Clemson win championships, and he, you know, the fruits of the hard labor getting a scholarship club started, and Clemson, of course, won the basketball Southern Conference championship with Banks McFadden. He led them to the 39. Southern Conference championship. They were the eighth team selected, and they ended up winning it. They played four games and they won the tournament, and it was just a great milestone accomplishment for Clemson, winning the 39 championship. And then of course and then that fall, Banks McFadden led Clemson to the Cotton Bowl and a 6-3 win over Boston College. So, Mickey, it was just a golden year that year. It was a milestone season. It just put Clemson really on the map and ushered in a great era for Clemson. And of course, World War II interrupted the momentum, but then shortly after World War II, Clemson got back on track. You know, a lot of the Clemson men, like law schools, but a lot of the men went off to fight in World War II, and then they came back, and Clemson resumed its, you know, momentum and had great years in the late 40s and early 50s. But Banks McFadden was an All-American in basketball and football in the same calendar year, after leading Clemson to the Southern Conference championship and basketball. And Mickey, they found out later that Clemson could have had a chance to go to the NIT that year after winning the Southern Conference, but they found out later at a reunion that that Clemson turned the NIT tournament invitation down, and that was because the spring football was about to start, and they wanted all the a lot of the basketball players played football as well, and they wanted them out for spring football. And so it was just a, and then that fall, it was, I guess, important that they did have good spring football practices because they went to the Cotton Bowl and put Clemson on the map. And that was the, you know, Clemson, I consider that one of the four, you know, top bowl games, of course, Cotton, Sugar, Orange, and Rose. I guess now, you know, of course, you know, there might be, you know, one or two other bowls now that are in there. But, you know, it was just put Clemson on the map and a lot of publicity. But Banks later on coached track and field, and he also coached basketball. And this is just shows you, you know, a lot of our facilities got behind. Banks, when he was coaching one time, told me this story about these two Clemson fellas, players for a game, started arguing with each other. And Banks went over there and said, fellas, what's wrong? What's wrong? He said, y'all need to settle down. He said, well, he hung his stuff on my nail. You know, they didn't have lockers, but nails to hang the clothes on. And he said, he put his stuff on my nail. So, you know, Banks told me, he said, the facilities weren't good back then, but they've come a long way in facilities, Mickey, as far as basketball. And, you know, they used to play in, of course, Fike Fieldhouse, and that's where Banks coached. But he was just, like I said, Mickey, he coached track and field. And he was such a star in track and field, Mickey. He tossed a shot. He was long jumper, hurdler. He just did everything. I mean, not many people know this, but he even took a turn at bat at a baseball game one time. They just won't see how he could do. But he was just whatever, you know, athletic performance, whatever he took his mind to, he could just pick up so quickly. Coach Howard described him as a very tall, thin man, and he thought, when he looked at him when he first got to campus, he said, oh, my, Coach Neely really made a mistake recruiting this boy. He's so thin. He said if he drank a can of tomato juice, people might take him, might mistake him for being a thermometer. And but he was just a lanky, tall, and just all-around athlete. He played tailback in the old single-wing offense. Now, that's, of course, like a quarterback, but, you know, usually the tailback, you know, what times they did throw the ball, he would be the person that throws it, and he punted, and he also played defensive back, and his defensive prowess and defensive backfield, you know, really preserved a win for Clemson in that Cotton Bowl game. And Mickey, like we've said before on your show, winning that Cotton Bowl really set Clemson in motion to do wonders in football. And then, of course, it really set a really reaffirmed Clemson's position, and, you know, nationally in college football.
You know, one of the things we think about it, a guy that in his post-career, obviously in military, and then came back to Clemson and coached. But one of the things that I think people might not understand about him is, and I talked to his granddaughter Elizabeth about it one time, and he was the fourth overall pick of the NFL draft. Now,
yes,
let me tell you how things were different back then. The NFL draft, he was drafted by the Brooklyn Dodgers of the NFL. That's one thing. Like the who. Secondly, it's not like, and he only played 1 year in the NFL and was very successful. He had the second most yards per attempt in the league, and on defense had two interceptions, and had the longest run of the year in the NFL that year at 75 yards. He had a great rookie season, But a guy that grew up, was born in Fort Lawn and grew up in Great Falls and went to school at Clemson, he didn't like Brooklyn and didn't like New York and didn't like the big city stuff. But and you say, well, how did you get at the NFL for that? But it's not like they're making a ton of money then either.
No. And so no, appealing, it wasn't. You know, it was just, it's a different world back then. And he was just homesick for Clemson, you yeah. know. And then he came back to Clemson, and of course, he was in service. And then after service, he became a secondary coach for Clemson, and he went on and was assistant coach under Coach Howard till Coach Howard retired in '69, and then he was the intramural director, you know, till his retirement, and he just did everything for Clemson. Whatever that was needed, he would do. He coached, like I said, the track and field team, the cross country team. And just a wonderful, wonderful man. And then, like I said, Mickey, you never would meet him. If you looked up the words Clemson gentleman, his picture would be right there.
I tell you what else you looked up. You looked up legs, Sammy. That man, legs look like it started at the floor and went up to the ceiling. That's the longest legged man I think I've ever seen.
Yes. And he was just a, you know, I think that was reason for his athletic ability. You know, he could really, you know, had tall and, you know, and hurdler. And then, of course, you know, he was very deceptive runner on the football field. You know, you just didn't know which way he was going to go. And then just that is his height allowed him to knock down passes and intercept passes. We just don't know how great of an athlete he was. It's just unfortunate, you know, we weren't there to watch him play, you know, and he just, you mentioned the word Clemson, you automatically thought of Banks McFadden, and you still do. And it's so wonderful that athletic department named a building after Banks. It's, of course, now administrators are there in the building right beside the Jervey Athletic Center. Just a great tribute. And Mickey, of course, he passed away at the age of 88 on June 4th, 2005. And Mickey, this February 7th would have been his birthday, and he'd been 101 years old.
How about that? One of the great ones out there.
But like I said, Mickey, you're just a wonderful person. Yeah. I'm just so glad I got to meet him and talk to him, and he was just very reluctant now to share stories because he was very humble. But you and I remember got to meet him, several times there in our office and sports information.
Yep, great man, no doubt about it. I'm enjoying this, yeah. Sammy. Let's do another one next week, man. These Ring of Honor guys, they deserve it. Let's do it again next week if we can.
We sure will. All right, buddy. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
You too, Sammy. Appreciate it once again. That's noted author, historian Sam Blackman talking about Banks McFadden. Zach, how about that now? Let me give you a couple things. Like, three sports star, maybe the best track athlete we ever had. Maybe the best basketball player we ever had. Maybe the best football player we ever had. How about in football? He had the single season punting record for Clemson for 40 years.
You could say he's well-rounded.
Yeah, went to the NFL, played, was one of the best defensive players, and it obviously played a bunch of great things on offense as well, but didn't like all that. Really, just a phenom of an athlete. It's pretty good when you could talk about like, what would happen if Deshaun Watson was a great basketball player, like one of the best Clemson basketball players ever. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or C.J. Spiller playing basketball, or Tree Rollins being great at football, whatever. That's what you're talking about. That kind of unbelievable athlete. College Football Hall of Fame, Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame, Clemson Athletic Ring of Honor, South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. Just everything you can imagine was what Banks McFadden was. And on top of that, here's a little good one they tell me. Was a terrific dancer. Him and his wife loved to dance and show off about their dancing.
Is that right?
The man had legs. I got little squatty body legs. Like I wear size 30 inseam pants. The man had legs like over your head. I've never seen a man with that long of legs before. And later in life, he limped a little bit. And when you limp with legs that are that long, like it's the most noticeable limp you've ever seen. Like
yeah.
Legs swinging around there. Anyway, unbelievable stuff there. I appreciate Sammy checking in with us there. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll get it back into Clemson's great win over North Carolina last night, 82-78. Examine that. Take phone calls, texts, and tweets. It's the Mickey Potter Show. More right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Office Pro Upstate is passionate about assisting churches and faith-based organizations. Ministry Resource is the nation's largest faith-based procurement organization, and RICO is the only copier products manufacturer associated with Ministry Resource. To learn more about how your church or faith-based organization can get incredible savings on your next Savin copier, contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919. That's 289-9919, or online at officeproupstate.com.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's auction time again, Tiger fans. Johnny King Auctioneers is returning to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pick and Speedway in Easley on Saturday, February the 10th. Selling cars, trucks, trailers, farm and construction equipment, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Easley on Saturday, February 10th. Go Tigers!
Winter is coming, so get your Letterman jackets with us, First Team Sports. Don't let the cold weather sneak up on you. Be prepared this season with a fresh new Letterman jacket. Also, the new USA Little League bats are here and ready to demo. Every Little League and youth player will be required to use the new USA stamped bat starting January 1st, 2018. We have the best selection and best prices guaranteed. Come by First Team Sports today at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. We will put you first.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
It's my turn to talk.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I have no idea who it is. I like it, though.
Anytime you can get in there, Suki Suki.
For the rest of the show, I will refer to you as Suki. Suki Orr. Mr. Suki 24 over there.
It just doesn't quite roll off the tongue quite as well.
You only got a couple of weeks of Mr. Orr 24.
Yeah, big old quarter century coming up in March.
It was kind of short sighted of you to do 24 rather than Mr. Orr 25 or 26, 27.
Well, it rhymes with Orr there.
Orr 24. Never thought about it. Good stuff.
Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com have great stuff. They can make your bed for you. You can watch them make your bed for you. If you ever thought about it, like the lemons that are made out there by other people, you know, you wouldn't happen if you're watching them make whatever they're making for you. Let these people, you know, watch them make your bed for you. And these mattresses don't get stuck in warehouses and they don't have any kind of issue with dust being collected on them. So it's our friends at Engineered Sleep. Here's the bottom line at Engineered Sleep is that you get a perfectly made mattress to your specs, how firm, how soft. You can do halfers. Like, you know, my wife and I, she always sleeps on the, if you're facing it, the left half of the bed, I'm always on the right half. Or if you're laying down, I'm on the left half, she's on the right half. And so if she wanted it firm or soft, however she wanted it made, she can do that. The main thing I can tell you is there's a lot of mattress companies out there that have an awful lot of, bait and switch type stuff for you or really have you an idea that you're going to pay so much more than you'd ever think about paying. That's because the middleman marks it up too. Go to skip all that. Go with Engineer Sleep right there in our warehouse. So skip that. It's Engineer Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What was that?
Just, I was getting the last numbers in before you did.
Why?
I just felt like it.
Okay, Mr. Suki.
Routed you a little bit.
No,
yeah, it's okay. It did. Took you back.
No, that's okay.
What was that?
Telephone number 654-7627.
Ah! Dang it.
There you go. There you go. I like it. Seed Sports East writes in another great segment with Sam. Met Banks a couple of times. Indeed, a very humble person. You know, that's how it is. Like, the greatest ever don't have to tell you they're the greatest ever because we all know it and they can actually be humble at it as well. But what he was a humble man, no doubt about it. A text message on our Health Care text line is, how did Banks do in his one at bat in baseball? I don't know that, but I'd imagine he got a hit. Probably hit a home run or probably hit this like triple in which he rounded the bases and dove in those long leg spikes up. Who knows?
He hit for a cycle in his one at bat.
Yeah, his one at bat. That's right. 654 Roar. Let's get down to Greenwood, South Carolina, where Lee joins us. Good morning, Lee. I appreciate you calling in. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mick. Hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah, fantastic.
Can't get my body adjusted to all these varying temperatures every day, but other than that, everything's great. But I just I was just really pleased with the win last night. You're probably like me. I mean, I know you've seen just as much Clemson basketball over the years as I have. You can never. It seems like you never can get too happy because it just seems like it's hard to put two strong halves back to back sometimes, even though they came out strong last night shooting the ball. But I was really impressed with Thomas being able to kind of withstand and stay on the court last night. I think that was huge, even though he got his fourth foul late in the game. But I thought that was a big factor late, having his presence out there on the court. And then also the fact of, you know, again, a team that's just trying to find their way, without one of their main pieces, but finding ways to win and winning close games. And you just got to feel like, at least my opinion is, you got to feel like all these close wins and these tight games is just going to continue to pay dividends. And another thing, and I'll take this off there, is I was really pleased with the guys that came off the bench. I thought they got some good time and good production off the bench last night. So hopefully they can just keep it rolling. And I'll take it off there, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate the phone call. No doubt about it. On the 3 points, number one is the comeback that North Carolina had. That's just how North Carolina, that's how college basketball is nowadays. I don't care where you are. Very few times a team come out and play great in the first half, great in the second half. The other team play bad in the first half, bad in the second half. It is a game of runs. And I can't remember watching a game where one team was just better. You know, evenly matched teams. I'm not talking about November, December basketball. I'm talking about conference basketball where one team was just better. The other team never really made any kind of run. Matter of fact, Zach made a great point earlier in the show that looked exactly opposite of what happened in Chapel Hill. North Carolina got out of the big league. Clemson came back, hit 15 shots in a row, 14 shots in a row. And as a result, made it a close game. North Carolina had to come back there at the end. Oftentimes, the team that makes those big runs, though, kind of runs out of either mojo or juice or energy, and they can't make the full comeback. So that's why you see it. you know, here we go again stuff. I'm done with that. Second part of it is Elijah Thomas staying on the court. We made a big deal out of that. That was big. 29 minutes when you needed it because there was no Mark Donnell. By the way, he's still not cleared for Saturday's game against Wake Forest yet. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll ask Brad about that tomorrow. But 29 minutes. And while he didn't have the greatest offense tonight, 3 of 11 and 5 of 11 from the free throw line, the 6 rebounds were nice. But more than anything else, 6 blocks.
Swatting.
A little Dikembe Mutombo.
No, no, no.
And as a result, Barry had 27, Cameron Johnson had 32, but those were perimeter points. Luke May was held to 4 points. They didn't get the ball inside. They couldn't get it inside, and then they did have some second-chance points in there a little bit with 10, but the points in the paint were a major factor that Clemson was able to limit North Carolina.
Can I nitpick for 1 second?
Sure.
Can we stop allowing other teams to have a career high for players when they play against us?
Well,
I mean, that's just
had to happen the last 45 years.
It's getting annoying.
Great job there, man, for those guys. Cameron Johnson, the Pittsburgh transfer. I don't remember him in Pittsburgh all that much. I remember him, but he wasn't like this.
Oh God.
Oh, I think he's hit. Does he hit?
It's every game, man. Career high. Career high for a player. Career high.
He's killed him, though. He's killed him for sure. And the final point of it was the bench guys. I would have felt really good last night if you'd have told me going into it that Clemson's bench would outscore North Carolina 15-9. Amir Sims, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Malik William, not only the big three-pointer that he hit, but an assist and a steal.
Mm-hmm.
David Scarra, who was not in the bench scoring, but started, but still 5 points, had a 3 in there, had 2 blocks. The last block was massive. And Clyde Trapp hits a 3 before the end of the half, makes the conventional 3-point play, grabs him a rebound, and dishes out 2 assists.
He's looking more confident on the court.
He is.
Which obviously comes with more playing time.
There's no doubt about that. Julio writes in that Johnson's hit 12 three-pointers against Clemson this year, hit 12 three-pointers against every other team he's played combined.
Dang it.
Just amazing, those numbers that came out of it. So I thought that 3 good points there by the caller. I know William's got some good points as well up in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. Who's got better hair, me, you, or Dante Grantham?
Dante has fantastic hair, man. What I'd give for that hair. He's got great hair.
Does he go to Roosters?
Oh, I'm sure he does. Before he went, it looked terrible. He goes to Roosters now, it looks great. No doubt about that.
Hey, on a serious note, when was the last time the Tigers were ranked in the poll higher than the Tar Heels and finishing a better record in the ACC? Like they are right now.
I've got to go back and look that up. It's been a while. And right now, Clemson, a 2-game leader of the Tar Heels in the ACC standings. Higher RPI. It's going to be higher in the polls this week, I think. When's the last time North Carolina had a 3-game losing streak and the Tigers are 7-3 in the league? And look, you're going to be favored against Wake Forest and favored against Pittsburgh. This team, if you don't really blow anything, this team could be 9-3 in the ACC.
How close was that coming down the stretch? Oh, man. Making some free throws, getting a ball out, just playing team ball.
Offensive rebounds, shutting them down, block. And everybody did. Think about it like this. Thomas makes the last basket. Scarra has the great block. Reed makes the great three. Everybody contributed something down the stretch. Thomas makes the great screen on the Reed three-pointer. Everybody did their part. And they got contribution from 8 different guys last night.
Well, look, how about DeBose stepping up, looks like he's a glue holding this team together and being a great leader.
They got a great thing going here recently. DeVoe plays great in the first half. Reed comes on the second half, and neither has to carry him for 40 minutes. Really cool stuff.
Great game. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate the phone call. That's just fantastic. No doubt about that. Stab Hook, hang on. I'll get to you after a very short break. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to remind you, if you're a Tar Heel at the game last night, don't feel too bad. They can put a Tar Heel floor in for you, in your garage floor. If you're a Tiger fan, they put the game score last night on the garage floor for you. You can put the logo, the Clemson Big Tiger Paw logo. You can put that down in your garage floor. It was it's a great company with a great business plan, with great products. Here's the thing. My garage looks amazing right now. I was in my garage yesterday for a little bit and moving some things around. And the slip-resistant, stain-resistant, we love it. I had a stain in it about 2 weeks ago with a trash can. Had leaked some stuff out. What I do? I went and bought my little spray out, sprayed it up, and just wiped it off because it's a small stain. Bigger stain, I just take my hose in there and just spray it on out.
You're a regular handyman, is what you
I am.
Are.
Well, it turned me into a handyman. That's what I am. It's my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. You want to interrupt me on the number here?
No, go ahead.
404-8158. 404-81.
I got in your head there.
58.
Got in your head. Living rent free upstairs right now.
Carolina Flooring Specialists.com. Very good. Snapbook, hang on. Also, I'll address that title now.